can see all the 23 symbols from the new symbol book, The Eternal World Picture, Volume 6. At the website of Martinus Institute, at the address martinus.dk, while listening to this lecture on the new symbol book. Here we go. I want to say welcome to this lecture on Monday, the 27th of July, 2015. And I have the pleasure to present the new symbol book, The Eternal World Picture, Volume 5. And it was published... Oh, that was the first test to see if people were awake. And I'm very happy to see that you actually are listening to what I'm saying. No more jokes. I have the pleasure to present The Eternal World Picture, Volume 6, that was published 2 months ago on the 9th of May. It was presented in Copenhagen, Denmark, and as well in Stockholm at Verspils Verlag. So the book was published on the very same day in Danish and Swedish. And Martinus has drawn 100 symbols. And he started to draw the symbols because he wanted to illustrate his main work, The Book of Life, Livets Bog. And he wanted to write explanations to all his symbols. And he finished Livets Bog in 1960, when he was 70 years old. And at that time, it turned out that he had only shown or explained 12 symbols in Livets Bog. And then he started out to write The Eternal World Picture. And it was a concentrate of his whole spiritual science and his cosmology. And he published 3 volumes, volume 1, 2, 3, with 33 symbols only. But he had also written explanation to further 11 symbols. And these 11 symbols was published in 1994, some 13 years after Martinus passed away. So Martinus had only written explanation to 44 symbols. And then he left 56 symbols. But he had some lectures that was tape recorded, where he explained the symbols. And then at the Martinus Institute, they decided to publish these symbols with the explanation from the lectures. And then there was 33 symbols that was published in 2012, 3 years ago. And that was symbol number 45 to 77. And all these symbols is about health and illness in cosmic light. And it was very interesting, and it's about the cause of all diseases is erroneous thinking. We're thinking a wrong way. And he said there is some shortcuts in the electrical system when we think in a wrong way. It's a very inspiring book. Also, lack of love is the cause of all illnesses. And then there was 23 symbols left over. And they are about different themes. There is a series of symbols about the spiritual structure of planet Earth and how planet Earth passes through the spiral cycle. And there are some symbols with evolutionary steps. Evolution is very important in Martinus cosmology. And then there is some symbols about death, what we experience when we are dead, and there are also some symbols about the sexual transformation of humans, and also some symbols about the triune structure of the living being, X1, X2, X3, the creator, the creative power, and the created. And now I'll try to see if I can succeed to explain 23 symbols in an hour. Here in the afternoon, they normally try to explain 5 symbols, but I'll do my best to explain the symbols. Martinus published the first symbol of the spiritual structure of planet Earth in a little cosmos Cosmos is the magazine of Martinus Institute, and in number 5, 1950, that is 65 years ago, Martinus published the first symbol about planet Earth in black and white. And he wrote here that he had planned to show the symbols in the 6th volume of Livets Bog. I don't know if it's true, but they said they had so little money in the Institute, they couldn't afford to have colored symbols in the last 3 volumes of Livets Bog. So in volume 5, 6, 7, there's no symbols. And they did not publish the book themselves. There were subscribers, and then they sent 16 pages at a time. And then they could go and have them bound themselves, so because they had so little money. But then he made these 100 symbols in the symbol books, The Eternal World Picture, volume 1 to 6. And this is symbol number 78, and it is the mental spiritual structure of planet Earth in the mineral kingdom, also in the kingdom of bliss. It is the cosmical structure of planet Earth. But in the middle, we see the physical planet. And Martinus tells that America is not something very special, but he actually said it was easier to draw South America. It was more complicated to draw Europe and Asia. And it was also easier to recognize that it's our planet, planet Earth. And the indigo color shows that this is the energy of memory. It is the kingdom of bliss. It's the kingdom of minerals. So the planet Earth has its day consciousness in the kingdom of memory, so to speak. And before that, the planet Earth was in the divine world, the kingdom of intuition. That's the blue color. And before that, planet Earth was in the kingdom of wisdom or the kingdom of intelligence. And now you can see he is developing the instinct. The plant kingdom is developing. And also the animal kingdom is on its coming. And then the real human kingdom is sort of latent. And this is the polar structure. Martinus says that all living beings have 2 sexual poles, a male pole and a female pole. But in animal kingdom, one of the poles is latent. It's in its low stage. And this structure shows the polar structure, the structure of the sexual poles. And here Martinus has chosen to show it with white color. Normally, Martinus shows the 2 poles with yellow and green color, the female pole with yellow color and the masculine pole with green color. But here, he has decided to use black and white to show the sexual structure. And the white color shall show that there is no problems in the sexual life of planet Earth. What it is doing, I cannot tell you. But you can try to figure it out yourself. Martinus thinks, like the astronomers, that the solar system started as heat radiation, and then there was glowing clouds, and these glowing clouds became more and more condensed, and at the end we had a glowing ball, the solar system, and the sun rotated, and then there was smaller particles that was slung out in space. So the planets was created at the same time as planet Earth. The sun was and the planets were created almost at the same time, some 5 billion years ago. And then the planet was cooled down, and then it became cold minerals. And then we got into the real kingdom of minerals. And then when the physical conditions was at hand, the first life was established or were created here on planet Earth. And at the next symbol, symbol number 79, then planet Earth has advanced to the plant kingdom. And this is the mental structure, the spiritual structure of planet Earth in the plant kingdom. It's vegetable epoch. Now we see with red color that the energy of instinct is dominating, and that was at a time where there was huge amounts of plants. And we have a little memory of all these plants because we can drill so much oil out of the earth, and there's so much coal. All the oil and coal that we find, that is the rest of these huge forests that were in prehistoric times of planet Earth. And here we can see that planet Earth has been in the mineral kingdom, it has been in the divine world, and now it is animal kingdom is coming. And he says also that he has drawn the continents as we know them now, but the continents didn't look like that at that time. The continents are very changing all the time. And for that reason, it's only a physical drawing to remind that he's talking about planet Earth, but they're changing very, very much. 2 years ago, I gave lectures at Iceland, and they have a rift, a valley in Iceland, and it is the American plate that is drawing apart from the European-Asian plate. So, and they could measure, I don't know if it was maybe 8 centimeters every year that the valley was growing. So we know for sure that the continents are changing. And the highest life on planet Earth was plants. And after plant kingdom, we go to symbol number 80, and it is the planet Earth in the animal kingdom. And it is also called the purgatory, because in the animal kingdom, we have a culmination of killing. You have to kill the others, you have to compete in order to survive. And also the human beings are having wars, and they are living in an unhealthy way, and they are doing many stupid things. And for that reason, you see all the dark colors. And now we see that the polar structure has changed. Before it was white, but now it's quite dark. And you could also say the double-poledness is the anatomy of peace, and single-poledness is the anatomy of war. Because when you are single-poled, you are competing about the most beautiful persons of the opposite sex. So this jealousy and this competition is the reason why we have all these wars. And you cannot practice neighborly love, all-embracing love, when you prefer one sex to the other. If you don't have eyes, you can't see. If you don't have legs, you cannot walk. And if you don't have both poles evolve, you cannot practice neighborly love. And here we can see that there is a little bit more light in the polar structure. So here, Martinus, with these colors, can show there are different graduations in the sexual evolution. So where it is black here, we have a pure single-poled being, and here we have maybe a terrestrial man who is more developed, as it's one has developed, one and a half-poled person, if you could say so. And plant kingdom is diminishing, and the real human kingdom is in its coming. And in symbol number 81, we see the stage of terrestrial man. And Martinus says the terrestrial man is half animal and is half human being, just like the Sphinx, this sculpture in Egypt with the pyramids. And here we have, this is the animal part of, there are 16 areas with orange color, and there are 16 with yellow color. So this is not the pure animal kingdom, but it is a symbol of the planet Earth when it is a terrestrial human being. At a time when fishes was the highest developed beings on planet Earth was a fish. Even it was round as a ball, it was the highest developed consciousness with the fishes. And at a certain time, it was a reptiles that was the most developed. Then planet Earth was a reptile. And when the the apes or the monkeys were the highest developed. The planet Earth was an ape or a monkey. And now the terrestrial men are the most developed on planet Earth. And for that reason, planet Earth is also a terrestrial man, even though it doesn't have two arms and two legs. And here we see again that now there is no problems in the sexual area. There are so many problems with divorces and you fall unhappily in love, and there is so many sufferings with marriage and so on. But when we are double-poled, we don't have any problems of that kind. So then the sexual structure is right again. On symbol number 82, we see the real human kingdom, the perfect human kingdom. And now we see that the energy of feeling, the energy of love, is dominating. And planet Earth has just been in the animal kingdom and in the plant kingdom. And we are developing our intelligence and our intuition. And Martinus tells that when we get double-poled, then we will get cosmic consciousness. No man or no woman can get cosmic consciousness. Only double-poled beings can get cosmic consciousness. And when we get cosmic consciousness, we enter the real human kingdom. And then we are becoming Christ beings or God-like beings, perfect human beings that only can practice neighborly love. And the planet Earth is also going into this stage. And Martinus thinks that planet Earth will get cosmic consciousness in 3,000 years. We are sort of the brain cells of planet Earth. And when the majority of mankind have got cosmic consciousness, then planet Earth has got cosmic consciousness. And in the first part, it is a physical planet. Also, we have a physical mankind. But Jesus, who was a perfect human being, he could materialize and dematerialize. He could dematerialize his corpse and materialize himself. And the planet Earth will also be able to do that. We are heading for the spiritual worlds. And then planet Earth is also heading for the spiritual worlds. And Martinus don't go into details, but someday, I don't know, in a million years, or how many million years, then the planet Earth will sort of be worn out. It'll be used just like our clothes. They are worn out, and at a certain time, the planet Earth will also die and turn into a corpse. And Martinus thinks that the moon, our moon, is a corpse. Once there had been a living planet, but now it's dead. But when you see a mineralic planet in universe, you cannot know either it is going into the physical world, because the first symbol here, symbol number 78, that was planet Earth in the mineral kingdom, and it was on its way to become living. And so it started as a mineral planet, and it will also end up as a mineral planet. But Martinus thinks that the minerals, they have their day consciousness on the spiritual plane. And there is once people asked Martinus about UFOs, and he said for the first and only and last time he would answer this question. And he said it was not a part of his teaching. He shouldn't analyze it. But if it was possible, it was materializations from the real human kingdom. So if there were some UFOs, they were not warriors. They wouldn't attack us, because if they had these high capabilities, they would be all loving beings. But in this answer, he also mentions that he wouldn't exclude that there was a spiritual life on Mars and Venus, that they have a kind of a spiritual consciousness. And when planet Earth enters the kingdom of intelligence, the kingdom of wisdom, we see that the energy of intelligence is dominating. It was in the real human kingdom with feeling, and it was the animal kingdom. it is still double-poled. In the whole spiral cycle, the living beings are only single-poled in the animal kingdom. In the other five kingdoms, the living beings are double-poled. And Martinus does not write so much about specific about planet Earth in the Kingdom of Intelligence, but of course it's doing the same things that all other living beings are doing in this kingdom. And it is a very creative world, and it is also in that world that you make the intelligent design. So the bodies of human beings, of animals and plants, they are really designed. The organs are designed. The cells are designed. And I am a biochemist from the Technical University of Denmark, and I'm so fascinated by chemistry. It's so logical, and it's so fantastic, and it's so complicated. Biochemistry is the chemistry of the living cell. But in order to create a living planet, you have to create an ecosystem with plants, animals, with organs, with cells, with biochemistry. And in order to have a planet Earth that is working, you have to have a solar system. So in this kingdom of wisdom, you must also have to work across the spiral cycles in order to create. When human beings during death is visiting this plane, they can also be very creative. Maybe you have made hats or houses, and then you can also create such things and make new designs. But of course, it's much more complicated to create the design of nature. And my book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design, has been translated into English and published in English. And I have found a lot of quotations from Martinus' works where he writes about how this design is created. But to put it very short, Martinus would say that Darwin is right because there is a continuous evolution, but there is also a design and a consciousness behind. So God creates the perfect human being through Darwinistic evolution. So that is, they have a part of the truth both. But when Darwin published his book in 1859, they started to quarrel. And now for 150 years and more, they are still quarreling and discussing. How is it possible to discuss one theme for so many years? I think the explanation is both is right, both parts have a part of the truth, but Martinus, he has an all over. So he thinks every evolution leads to a creation, and when you have to create a thing, it has to go through a lot of smaller steps through an evolution. In a way, it's also a kind of evolution when a painter is painting a painting. There's also a lot of small processes, and it is created in a continuous process. So in the same way, God is creating human beings through the Darwinistic evolution that is going continuously. Martinus tells about his theory of evolution, and it's very simple. Every time when you have made an experience, you have developed. Every time you have practiced and trained, you have developed. And then you, in that way, in an unconscious way, create what he calls talents or talent kernels. And these talent kernels can be stored in the eternal body, and then they can survive the death of the body. And for that reason, we can go on and collect. So collecting knowledge, training and practice is the backbone of Martinus' evolutionary theory. And that is also what we can see takes place on the physical plane with Darwin. The most interesting thing for Darwinists is the evolution of the physical body. But Martinus is not interested in the evolution of the physical body. He is interested in the evolution of the consciousness. That is Martinus' domain. And here we still see the physical planet, but it has no physical body any longer. And when we human beings are in the kingdom of intelligence, in the kingdom of wisdom, we have no physical bodies. And this is planet Earth in the kingdom of intuition in the divine world. And it was in the kingdom of wisdom, the real human kingdom. And now a new mineral kingdom is coming. But now planet Earth is going to grow into a solar system. And then Martin said it will start as smaller solar systems. But then it will enter from the spiritual world. It goes into the physical world again through electromagnetic radiation. When the astronomers is looking in the sky to find some new solar systems, they are looking on the parts where there are infrared radiation. And that is the bridge, sort of, from the spiritual world into the physical world. And later on there are some glowing gases, and then there are glowing balls, and when the planets are cooled down, they also get cool, they become cool minerals. So this is the end of this journey through the spiral cycle. And as I said, Martinus has drawn these symbols in 1950, and he drew these symbol also on glass plates, 8 centimeters and 8 centimeters, because that was before they had diapositives. So with a photographical technique, they could the black and white, they could press on the plate, and then he sat with a little pen and painted. And then Martinus, many years later, in 1972, he started to make the symbols again. He said he want to color them once again. And the last 10 years of Martinus' life, he did not give lectures. There were only 2 exceptions. The first week in Martinus Center Clint, he gave the first lecture in week number 1. At the center was plenty of people. Now there is rather few people in the beginning, but when Martinus gave his lecture here, the lecture hall was full. And then when the season ended, he had his birthday on the 12th of August, and then there was a celebration in Copenhagen. And at his 82 years anniversary, he said, "I would like to show you some of the symbols that I'm working upon now." And then he said, "Now I want to make them in this way." And now you can see there is a slight violet color behind. And that is the energy of the mother energy, because it is the mother energy that create the different combinations of the basic energies. So you couldn't see the violet color. And then he decided to make the symbols in a normal format, sort of. And then the background is the color of the dominating energy or the kingdom. And then you can see, as he used to before, he has gone back to the yellow color for the female pole and the green color for the masculine pole. That will say, this is a female, this is a woman, or this is a male, this is a man. He has shown it in that way. And then he said, "I want to make 5 more. The next one should be the real human kingdom. And I will have them made in this way, all of them. And then I want them to be animated. I want to show how eternity is working." And once he was talking about he wanted Walt Disney to make a movie over his world picture, because he was good at drawing, but at a certain time Walt Disney also made nature films. And then Martinus thought it would be nice if he could make a film. At that time you didn't have television and video, so he was thinking you should go into the movie, and in 1.5 hours you should be able to understand the whole world picture. So when you leave the cinema, you should have got an idea of what the whole Martinus cosmology is about. But then Walt Disney died, and then Martinus left the idea. But Martinus, he says that the backbone of his work, that is the eternal analysis, and he would like to show how eternity works. And in a spiral cycle, you could compare that to the heartbeat, because there is the heart is pumping, sort of. And then you could also say that the spiral cycle is a breath. You are breathing in and breathing out. And you could say you are breathing in love and you are breathing love out. Or you are breathing in spiritual matter or breathing out. Or you could say physical matter. It is a normal cycle. That is seen from the eternity that there is this pulsation. But all the details are experienced in X3, the created world. But it is the polar structure from single-poledness to double-poledness, single-poledness, double-poledness, single-poledness, double-poledness. That is the heartbeat of the eternal life. That is the breath of the eternal life. And Martinus wanted to show that in colors with these six kingdoms. Then he said you would be able to see that in the next symbol, the orange color would move to here and here. And then it would come here and move in. All the energies are sort of moving towards the center and then coming here at the border. So he wanted it to show how eternity is working. But he did not finish the work before he passed away in 1981. And here is a very, very early symbol. It is from 1928. It is symbol number 86. And it is about the steps of evolution for planet Earth and also for the evolution of human beings. Here at the top you can see there is different steps in the evolution. And with the indigo color we have the plant kingdom. Here we have... Yeah, you were a little bit slow in protesting. You didn't pass the test. This is the mineral kingdom with indigo color, and this is the plant kingdom with red color. So this is when the planet was in the plant kingdom where there was practically no animals. And here we have the animal kingdom. Martinus says that in the middle of the animal kingdom we have the first terrestrial men. So the last half of the animal kingdom is terrestrial men. And here we have the real human kingdom with yellow color, the energy of feeling, the energy of love, and then we are entering the kingdom of wisdom. And here is the different organisms. Here we have the organism of a mineral. But when you have culminated and when you become satiated of life in mineral kingdom, you have a new longing, and this is the beginning of a new body, and this is the instinct body, or it is the plant body. And when you are fed up or satiated with plant life, maybe the plants, they would like to run around like the animals. They get tired of standing at the same place. So then they start to develop a new body, and that is the physical body, the animal body. And now we have become fed up or satiated with the conditions of the animal kingdom, with the law of the jungle. So we are longing for peace, harmony and love and the spiritual worlds. And when we have come to the culmination, we see how the new wish, the new desire is growing towards a new plane of existence. And this is just that in every kingdom there is a lot of smaller steps of evolution. Character steps, or what he calls them. Then he has written something about here, and it has a reference to the Bible. Jesus once said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And Martinus thinks he means that he came from the spiritual world, so the physical world was not his world. So here in Danish, Martinus has written, "The plant kingdom is not of this world. The animal kingdom is not of this world. And the human kingdom is not of this world." But then you have to see here, there is three dotted lines and there is this arrow. So it's only the first part of the real human kingdom that is not of this world, which means that the rest of the real human kingdom is a spiritual world, which was the world of Christ. My world is not of this world, but this is the pure world for the perfect double-poled spiritual beings. And it is signed by Martinus in 1928. So the main symbol on the wall over there is the the eternal world picture is drawn in 1927. And so this is one of the first symbols he drew. So maybe it's also a kind of sketch. But it was left over, and then we were happy to publish it because he has shown it in one of his lectures that was taped, and then we can give you the explanation. That was the end of the planets. And this is symbol number 87. And it is about the wrong idea of one's neighbor. The wrong idea. We have a wrong belief of one's neighbor. He even says it's a kind of superstition. We believe that all human beings here, that they are at the same step of evolution, but they are not. But very often we get angry with other people. I can come on time to my job every day, but he cannot. And I don't lie, but he's lying. And I do not steal, but he's stealing. We get angry with other people because they cannot do the same as I can. But they cannot do any better than they are doing. Martinus compares the evolution, the step in evolution you reach, with age, a cosmic age. It is ludicrous, it's ridiculous to get angry with a person. Why are you only 17 years? I'm so irritated. You ought to be 30 years. A little boy, you are 5 years. What have you been doing all winter? You ought to be 10 years old now. It's so stupid. You cannot expect people to have another age than they have. But in exactly the same way, people have a cosmic age. They are on a certain step in evolution, and we are all at the top of evolution. Nobody can do better than he does. You cannot use the experiences that you will make in the future. You can only act from the experiences that you have done until now. And it is not the different kingdoms, because first time I saw it, I thought, this must be orange, but it is red, yellow, and green, because he's talking about living beings. The triangle is a symbol of the living being. That is instinct beings. That is the people who are living in nature. They are very much governed by their instincts. And then there are some people, they are very much governed by their feelings. And he has written also about it in chapter 5 in Liv's book, volume 1. But very often these feelings express it in religious life. Also many artists are very dominated by feelings. And this is people who are dominated by intelligence. But we think they should be at the same level in evolution. And maybe it's the same problem with small children in school. In Denmark, when you're 7 years old, you have to start in school and you teach the same stuff to all kids. But Martinus says, in the future, there will be scouts who will find out where do the children have their interests and where do they have their talents. And then they will be taught according to their interests and to their talents. And for that way, they ought to have different teaching. And this is the sun that is shining, and it's another analysis. But of course, we get all our life power from the sun. What was this planet Earth without sunshine? No photosynthesis, no plants, no animals, no life, no nothing. Also, all our energy is coming from the sun. Even coal and oil is old plants, and also the wind and weather, and even nuclear power. These uranium and so on, they have been made by supernova explosions. So in a way, it's also energy from the sun. So we are totally depending from the energy of the sun. But Martinus did not recommend nuclear power. Here is the right idea of one's neighbor, and that is we have to understand that people are on different levels. And Martinus writes also a lot about criminals. He thinks that we should not punish them, but we have the right to protect us against their dangerous acts. But they should live as normal as possible. So there will be some cultural societies or junior societies where they can have a sort of normal life, but you can protect you. And there they can have their boxing and their football. But they are allowed to go into a normal society, but that's boring because there is no boxing, there is no football. So it's also, you can protect the general idea about this with the criminals, that is just society has a right to protect itself against dangerous people, but society don't have the right to punish other people. This is different categories of consciousness. And this is the animal kingdom, and this is the real human kingdom. And here we have a person that is dominated by feelings, and he's normally very religious people. They have some intelligence and a little bit of intuition. And here we have many modern people who are dominated by intelligence. They are materialistic, maybe they're atheistic. They are sort of in this thought climate of intelligence and the thought climate of feelings, but on a higher level, when you get a harmonious combination between intelligence and feeling, you get also access to the intuition. And what is life? The mystery of life, that is a question mark. You cannot solve the mystery of life. But here you have Eureka, I got it, I've got the big idea. And that is due to the intuition. And this symbol, there is no taped explanation. But chapter 5 in Livets Bog, volume 1, there are 30 pages about these three categories. The category of feeling, the category of intelligence, and the category of balance, or the category of intuition. This is the living being in the night consciousness. In his analysis, Martinus has divided the living being into three parts. And he says, it is X1, X2, and X3. Three. It is the creator, the creative power, and the created. But it is not three analyses of three different things. It's three analyses of the same thing, a living being. A living being is a union, it's a block of energy. But in order to explain it, he analyzes it in that way. There is a part that is eternal, that doesn't change. And then there is a part that is changing all the time. And then there is a contact between the creator and the created. And then he says, X1 and X2 is the eternal part. And here in X3, that is the world of energies, that's the world of movement. All experiences takes place in X3. And then he divides X3 into two parts, and that is the day consciousness. We are in the physical world, we have our day consciousness in the physical world. But when we fall asleep and when we die, we go into the spiritual world, and then we are in the night consciousness. And this symbol is a symbol of the living being in the night consciousness, because now our day consciousness is carried by the body of gravity. But when it becomes a corpse, when we're dead, then there must be another energy to take over. And then it's the energy of feeling that takes over. And also people who are mediums, who are clairvoyants, they also have a very developed, maybe too developed, body of feeling, because they can experience in the spiritual world due to this energy. And then we have to experience the world through this energy when we die. But we can also experience through the other spiritual bodies in the spiritual world. We can also experience through intelligence, intuition, and memory. And here we see that this is a symbol of the eternal living being. And in our night consciousness, we are, in a way, preparing us for the existence in the spiritual world when we are dead. According to Martinus, the living people, they are actually the dead ones. And the dead ones are actually the living beings. Because the real world is the spiritual world. Also, when I am trying to solve a problem in math or crosswords and something, in a way, I am in the spiritual world because I analyze with the spiritual energies. So when we die, we come home. And then Martinus has made a series of symbols about how we travel through death. And this symbol is called through death number 1, and it is symbol number 91. And here we have living beings on the physical plane. And here we see different types of human beings. And here we have the first human being. It is sort of a transition state between monkeys and human beings. And these beings are not here on planet Earth any longer. But then there is some light that these people become more loving, they become more humane. And this is the energy of egoism that is dominating in the killing principle in the animal kingdom. So as we develop, we get more compassion, we become more loving, we get more light in our consciousness. And here at the end, we have a living being with cosmic consciousness. And this being can only practice neighborly love, all-embracing love. And the orange color symbolizes the physical plane of existence. And here we go through death. And the first part of the spiritual world is a transitional state, because we are dead, but we are still thinking in physical terms. We have, for example, we are used to use our legs, we are used to use our hands, and when we come to the spiritual world, we still want to use our hands and to walk, but there is no gravitation. There is no gravitational power. There is no solid ground. You can only do things through thinking. You don't need your body. You can imagine you have a body. Martinus also says, you can talk to other spiritual beings. But before you start to talk, they can already see what you are thinking. But can you imagine an existence? You don't need your body. You don't need your hands and feet. The only thing you need, that is to think, because the spiritual world is an electrical world. And the consciousness is electric. It's an electromagnetical world. And deep inside you are. You have your consciousness, and the consciousness is made up by electricity. The spiritual world is a world of electricity. And if you have committed suicide, if you think you are a sinner, if you think you will go to hell, you will experience it. Everything that you think, you will experience. If you are an atheist and materialist who thinks, when I'm dead, it'll only be a black hole. Only black, nothing. That will actually be what you will experience, because you're believing it. But you could also be very religious and believe, I'll go to paradise. And this is Jerusalem, you know, the golden city, where there is gold in the streets and so on. They have these imaginations. But yeah, it's also what Martinus called, this is the humane paradise. You are thinking that you will meet, God will sit on his throne, Jesus beside, and the Holy Spirit, and there is all the angels, and they are playing on the harp, and they have wings, and... But these are imaginations that you've got from the teaching of religion on the physical plane. But there is also an inhumane paradise. The Indians are going to the what it's called, the eternal slaughter fields. They are hunting, the eternal hunting fields. And also the Nordic people with Odin and Thor and so on, they were also fighting. That was their paradise, to go on fighting in the spiritual world. And they had a wonderful time, but that is an inhumane paradise, which corresponds to their state in evolution. So they do not they don't really get into the spiritual world as long as they're living on physical habits, physical thinking, physical conditions. But there are guardian angels and spiritual guides who can help them out of these physical imaginations. And then we get, this here is the real human kingdom. And we get into the real human kingdom, and there we can also work as guardian angels. If a mother dies from her children, she can become a guardian angel. But it can also, if you have a very good friend that is dying, this friend can be a guardian angel for you. And they can also work with world redemption. They can give inspiration to politicians or people who are working for peace on earth and so on, so they can help people on the physical plane. And here we enter the kingdom of intelligence. This is the world of design, creation, And then we will pass the kingdom of intuition, the divine world. And this is the kingdom of bliss, where we go into our inner world and we are only living in our own memories. And with red color, we start with instinct, and then we are making a new embryo, a new fetus. So there is a collaboration between the discarnated soul and the mother, and then it is building up a new embryo, a new fetus, and then it is born. But the process of reincarnation and the whole process of creating a new body goes automatically. It is not a conscious process. And for that reason, it has the red color, the color of the instinct energy. And this is a symbol called through death number two. And there is no taped explanation to this symbol. But Erik Gerner Larsson, his secretary, published the symbol before Martinus did. So in the period from 1948 to 52, Martinus published 6 volumes of a course in Martinus spiritual science, and then Gerner Larsson published 31 symbols. And this was symbol number 31. So there is an explanation from Gerner Larsson. But we could not put that into Martinus' book, but we could make a note in the book. And this note tells that this is plant kingdom, animal kingdom, real human kingdom, and so on. And this is a plant, this is an animal, this is a real human being. So the question is, how much can a human being experience in the real human kingdom? Not so much as the real humans, but how much can a human being experience in the kingdom of intelligence, in the kingdom of wisdom? Much lesser, because we don't have that much intelligence. And how much can a human being experience in the divine world? Even lesser. So you can see from these positions sort of how much you are able to experience. We can experience as much in the spiritual world as a plant can experience in the animal kingdom. This is just a little key to the explanation. But many people who had studied Martinus for many years think it's nice to have some cosmic problems to figure out what does it mean. And Martinus also talked about when people in the future get cosmic consciousness, they might be able to explain them. But it is also good for the spiritual researcher to have something to think about. And this is a single pole living being. This is the structure of the consciousness. And this is the two sexual poles. And here we have a single pole being, and it's dominated by instinct, the energy of gravity, and energy of feeling. And here we have the X2 with violet color, and also here we have X2 with a violet color. Here we have a living being which is between single-poledness and double-poledness. And it is the modern atheistic materialist. And we see this person has got a lot of intelligence. And now there is not that big difference between the two poles. There is lesser instinct and gravity. There is more feeling and more intelligence. And this is symbol number 94, the poles of the living being. And here we have the double-poled being. And now we can see that there is no instinct and gravity. Now there is a perfect balance between feeling and intelligence, and it has got a lot of intuition. And you note here that the blue color, the intuition, has gone into X2. So to put it very simple, it shows that with the intuition, you can look into X2. Otherwise, Martinus would not have been able to write about it. And now, this was the single-poled being, and it was between, and this was the double-poled being. And this symbol tells the structure of the consciousness of the living being. And this is what it will experience on the spiritual plane. Martinus says, if you know the structure of the consciousness, you are able to predict what you will experience on the on the spiritual plane. And here we have this transition state between animals and human beings, and this is primitive man in nature, in the jungle. And you can see in their consciousness there is a lot of instinct, energy of gravity and feeling, and very little intelligence. And they are living in this inhumane paradise, where they are having a paradise in the eternal hunting fields. Here we have the religious person, and the religious person has developed a lot of feeling, which makes it able to stay for a long time in the real human kingdom. And the next highlight is the evolution of the intelligence, which makes that you can have a longer stay in the kingdom of wisdom. The more intelligence you have, the longer you can stay here. The more feeling you have, the longer you can stay here. So this was the religious people, the materialistic people, and this is people who are ingenious. They start to have a little bit of intuition, and then that is inventors, scientists, artists. They have a little intuition when they get their good ideas. Eureka. And then you can see here you have a longer stay in the divine world, the kingdom of intuition. Here you get cosmic glimpses, and in cosmic glimpses you can also have an experience of the eternal part of your structure. And here we have the total double pole being, and of course this part getting smaller and smaller, and I'm running short of time. But here is the process that we call death. And this is what Martinus called the purgatory zone. We can have some very unpleasant experience on the spiritual plane. Then you could wonder, how can double pole beings have something unpleasant? Because he says they have some physical habits that they have to get rid of. So even Martinus, who had cosmic consciousness, he had been used to go on the ground for 90 years, but you have to forget about it. It takes a time before you get used. In the spiritual world, you don't have to eat. You don't have to sleep. There is no winter and summer. There is no night and day. So my everyday is very much, now you have to sleep, and now you have to eat. 3 times per day you are, but in the spiritual world, you are in an electrical world without night and day and summer and winter. You can imagine summer, and then there's summer. You can imagine winter, then it's there. Everything that you imagine would be there. But I think that will be a kind of main symbol in the future, because here you can see the coupling that Martinus had put it together, that you have different states in the evolution of the sexual poles, and it also reflects which basic energies you have in your consciousness. And then you can see for how long time you can stay in the spiritual worlds. This is a symbol called the law for attraction and repulsion. And there is no tape recording. I could tell a lot about what I'm thinking that it's meaning, but I think I won't do it because of lack of time. But we have one hint. 1, 2, 3. It is an ongoing process. And Martinus says, the law of attraction and impulsion. What are we attracting? Energy. And repulsion is also energy. So, of course, we can attract an energy. And this is a symbol of the energy. And here we have the superconsciousness, X1, X2, and the talent kernels. And we are as magnets. We attract the energies that we want, that we desire. And when we're fed up, when we're satiated with things, it is a kind of repulsion. And here we can see there are 3 yellow energy blocks going this way and 3 orange blocks going that way. And at the end, you reach at the point. I would rather say it's just energy and not specific, the energy of gravity or feeling. But there is also a subject for the spiritual researcher. And here is a symbol number 98, and it shows how the eye is turning the movement or the energy. There is no taped explanation, but it is explained over 80 pages in volume 3 of Leavitt's book. So there is a very, very long explanation, but you could say, this is X1, this is the I, the self, and this is X3, the world of energies, vibrations, where you have the experiences. then you make an experience, and that makes an impression on the eye, and then it can give an expression for this impression. So this part of X2, this is the power to experience. We have a power to experience, and we have a power to create. So it's also, we have a pole for receiving energies and sending out energies. But this is he has made 63 analyses in volume 3. It is called the 63 basic life substances. And this is life's substance number 6. And it's explained over 80 pages. And this symbol is about the 6 kingdoms and the spiral zones and super microcosmos and macrocosmos. And I guess this is also a kind of sketch that is leading to symbol number 76 and 77, the last two symbols of the 5th volume. And this is the very first symbol drawn by Martinus, and it was drawn in 1924, and it is symbol number 1, and it is how he sees the living being as a triune principle. We have an eternal part and a created part. And then there is this connection between the eternal part and the connected part. So this is X1, X2, and X3. And you see Martinus. This is the very first symbol. So we decided to put it at the end of the symbol book. Because the very first that Martinus wrote, that was after he had got his cosmic consciousness. And he sort of praises God or universe, because he had experienced so fantastic things through his cosmic consciousness. And this was then put at the very end. This is a post-scripture in Liebes Buch, volume 7. So there was one example before. The first he wrote was put as the last thing in volume 7. Then we thought, okay, the first symbol he has drawn, that should be the last symbol. So I would say thank you very much for your attention.